Welcome to the audio description of Aruna and the Raging Sun. The production runs for 40 minutes straight through. The spectacle is created by Grey Eye, the boldly inventive disabled-led theatre company, in collaboration with the Catalan masters of visual magnificence, La Fura dels Baus. The story is told with extraordinary stagecraft, including giant puppets, mass choreography, breathtaking special effects, and large-scale digital projections, with much of the spectacle happening high above our heads, as aerialist performers hang from a variety of giant structures suspended from huge cranes. This is the first ever large-scale outdoor theatre production in this country that is led by disabled artists and uses disabled and non-disabled performers recruited from Chennai. These introductory notes will last for 6 to 7 minutes. My name is Amit Sharma, and I am the co-director of this spectacle. The stage. Throughout the story, video imagery is projected onto a screen with beautiful choreographed sequences in the stage below. The stage has 4 levels, and action takes place all across them. The stage is black. The hourglass. The hourglass is a 4-meter structure which rises high above us in the sky, representing the eons of time. Sand flows from top to bottom as time ebbs away. There are 4 daughters of Mother Earth who are at the top of the hourglass, dancing in rhythm and giving us their blessings. Suspended below is Mother Earth, who twirls effortlessly and dances to her own beat as the hourglass lands on stage. The censer. In a fit of rage, Mother Earth raises the censer to scorch the earth. The censer is a steel frame about 4 meters in height and in the shape of a large spool, widest at the center and narrow at the bottom and top. The frame is made of 3 large rings. The rings are connected by a network of vertical bars on the outside, and more bars create a hollow tube that runs through the center. Aerialists on the censer work in 2 rows, their bodies connected by harnesses to the frame, fastening onto it from the waist, so that their hands and legs are free. Aruna's birth. When Mother Earth saves the planet, she creates Aruna, who is born out of a part water-filled canvas sack, an amniotic sack, large enough to loosely fit an adult's body. The sack is attached to a circular steel ring, and is suspended 20 meters high above us at the end of a long crane arm. Just discernible through the opaque skin of the sack is the shape of a naked and lifeless entity inside. The Cosmic Puppet. The Cosmic Puppet appears to us as a giant 10-meter puppet made from a steel frame that is shaped around the contours of huge carbon fiber limbs. He is lit in the color sky blue. At the moment, he lies prone to the left of the site. Attached to the cosmic puppet's limbs are steel cables that themselves attach to a heavy square metal frame suspended several meters above his head from a 200-ton crane. The limbs can be moved independently and together to mimic natural movement, for example, rising up from the ground to stand and walking. The opaque limbs of the carbon fiber body have realistic muscle contours and are decorated with abstract squiggles and lines, adding to the mystical spectacle. His body can be lit from within, highlighting this decoration, with the light giving him a surreal and lifelike quality. The eyes on the puppet face appear closed, making his expression both benign and serene. He is propelled along by 8 performers, barely taller than the puppet's huge feet. The aerialist performers. Most of the aerialist performers have a uniformed anonymity dressed in disposable white bodysuits, similar to the type worn by forensic investigators that zip up from the front and are worn with the hood. They are attached to the various structures by strong harnesses that fasten around their waist and legs, allowing them to move confidently and freely. The human net. When harmony is restored, we celebrate with a spectacular human net created by 42 of the performers. 12 cables each, about 10 meters long, are suspended from a horizontal bar. In 6 rows of 6, the performers use alternate cables, so that the first row begins using the first cable and missing the second, and the row beneath begins using the second cable, each row alternating like this, so that they are never directly above someone in the row beneath. We hope you enjoy the show. Projection. Countdown. 10 seconds to one. Projection. Quote. Look back how it was with those who came before. Look forward how it will be with those who come hereafter. Katha Upanishad. Projection. Creation. Molecules float through the ether. We rise above the crust of the earth into the cosmic ocean. Yellow fishes swim upwards. Vishnu is Kurma, the amphibian. Then Varna, the land animal. A tidal wave. The sun is formed. Vishnu as Narasingh, neither man nor animal. Then Rama, with Sita sitting on the celestial eagle defeating Ravan. Then Buddha, in Nirvana state. Live action. Mother Earth flies with her daughters on the hourglass. They all dance high above us, graceful and balletic. Mother Earth is lowered onto stage. She lands and the hourglass flies away. Two women present Mother Earth with a turquoise shawl. Mother Earth dances as a projected video of paradise plays. Greenery, serenity, a calm sun. Live. Bad humans. 19 men march onto stage, standing in different levels. They separate, leaving a sole person in the middle. He makes a sledgehammer motion as to start the modern age. Others join him. Staccato choreography of people building foundations, patrolling, laborious work. Humanity descends into chaos. The men turn on each other, they kill and fight. Victorious. The men line up. They dance with might and vigor. They punch forwards manically. Projection. Destruction. Buildings rising. Smoke billows. Explosion of a nuclear bomb. Faces look down on us. Desperate. Weary. Disaster upon disaster. Action. Mother Earth sees the destruction of the beauty of what she's created. She calls upon the sensor, which is the initiator of the raging sun. The sensor, like a giant steel spool, rises into the air. Two rows of figures wrap around. It rises up and swings towards us. The figures move in unison to the beat, arms wide and raised, leaning back and out. The top row turn upside down and lean out inverted, their heads near the heads of those below. Bright white light spills out of the center. Smoke begins to spill out of the bottom end of the sensor. The smoke bills heralding the coming of fire, the coming of the raging sun. The sensor swings back to the right and into the shadows. Projection. The calm sun rises, but is going through a metamorphosis. His eyebrows bounce up and down. He bares his teeth. Fire begins to pulsate. He transforms into the raging sun, deep red and yellow, which moves rapidly as a dragon face causes destruction and scorches the earth. Action. Huge fireballs rise up into the night. Action. Humanity suffers. 15 women walk on stage, solemn and hopeless. There is no water, no community, no humanity. They dance and share their stories of desperation. They beg Mother Earth for forgiveness. Projection. The image of the raging sun appears. Action. The women scatter, terrified. Mother Earth tells the sun to stop, but he refuses. Mother Earth turns towards the heavens. Action. Aruna's birth. Suspended high above our heads, a fluid-filled cocoon appears. Inside, a human shape is curled up, enclosed in the sack. As Mother Earth gives life, the shape begins to stir and writhe. The bottom of the sack bursts open. Aruna is born. He wriggles loose from the call. Fluid drips from his limbs, falling onto the earth below. Birthing, he stretches his new limbs. He curls into a fetal position as he's lowered, dropping down closer to the earth, onto the stage. Projection. Individual letters spell out Aruna's name in Indian Sign Language and written English. A holding image of Aruna's name holds large across the screen. Action. Mother Earth dresses Aruna in a long yellow kurta with a red pajama. Mother Earth gives life to the cosmic puppet. Action. The cosmic puppet rises. The cosmic puppet slowly rises up from the ground. He lifts his head. His back lifts as his torso rises. His knees bend. He's lit in sky blue. He begins to explore. From the right, he walks towards us, away from the sea. His huge limbs undulate and sway as he walks amongst us. The cosmic puppet sits. Mother Earth and Aruna stand on a silver throne, which is on the cosmic puppet's chest by his heart. He stands. He turns towards the screen. Projection. The raging sun continues his destruction. Action. The cosmic puppet goes onto one knee and brings his hands together to show deference and respect to the sun. Humanity joins the cosmic puppet on stage and copies his gesture of respect. Projection. The raging sun accepts their offerings of redemption, and slowly the raging sun disappears and the calm sun reappears. Action. The cosmic puppet stands and walks towards the human net. Celebrations have begun. Action. The human net. Mother Earth, Aruna, and the cosmic puppet raise the human net. A huge steel girder lined with bright white lights lies on the ground. As it rises, the human net forms. One by one, a row of six figures are raised up into the sky, attached to heavy cables, each row staggered so that the row beneath are not directly under them. The bright light shines down on them from the steel girder above. Choreography. They rise higher into the air to hover there suspended. They dance, curling as fetuses, stretching out as they're born. They run, their arms thrashing, their legs racing. They stop, feet stiffly out, arms crossed over their chests as though dead. They pulse and writhe, swimming in the air. Fireworks explode, streaking the night with trails of colour and bright white light, as the human net pump their arms and legs. Finish. The end. Thank you for listening to the audio description of Aruna and the Raging Sun.